You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly 50,000 union members working at America's East and Gulf Coast ports have started industrial action, slowing or stopping America's imports and exports. It could become the country's most disruptive work stoppage in decades, but it could have a flow-on effect to trade around the world, including here in Australia. What the union is asking for and what the US Maritime Alliance, which represents the major shipping lines, is willing to give are miles apart. SBS's Phoebe Dace spoke to international shipping expert Sal Macogliano, Professor of Maritime History at Campbell University and the host of What's Going On With Shipping on YouTube. She asked him to explain the significance of the strikes and why the strike could be significant for Australia.
Sure. So we're talking about 14 ports along the East and Gulf Coast of the United States. They trade worldwide. Just because they're on those coasts doesn't mean, for example, that there's not cargo coming across the world. I was looking at an index today that had containers coming from Australia that will be transferred over to other ships that will eventually wind up in these ports. So we have cargo coming in from around the world. The East and Gulf Coast ports represent anywhere between 45 to 50% of the total import-export containers in and out of the United States.
So it obviously has a big reach. So can you explain for us, please, not only the impact it may have on America itself, but globally? What are we talking about when we say global impacts if these negotiations were to be protracted?
Well, every day that the strike goes on, what you start seeing is ships will begin to back up. And this is where it has a global implication. We saw this with the Houthis. When the Houthis diverted ships around Africa, we saw all of a sudden the global supply chain really get strained. In the case of the East Coast, Gulf Coast of the United States, when containers aren't offloaded or loaded, those containers are taken out of the cycle. In other words, they're not moving. You know, the way we move containers around the world is like a symphony of movement. Everything has to flow very nicely. And all of a sudden, it's like being on a four-way highway and all of a sudden you go down the three lanes. It's going to create congestion. It's going to create backlog. And what you can conceivably see is all of a sudden containers destined for the United States are going to be offloaded and put into terminals in Singapore, in Jeddah, in Oman, and in Port Algeciras. And what this means is that as those ports get congested, we may see containers flowing to other places, not being able to be loaded or moved. And so this has global impact. Because the United States is such a large consumer and producer of goods, so many containers are being used in this system that when we have a shutdown, it has global implications.
What are we talking when we say goods? What are we seeing coming out from these ports?
So in terms of imports coming in, I mean, it's largely manufactured goods, a lot of goods that are going into the big, what we call box stores in the United States, the Walmarts, the large kind of consumer items, a lot of manufacturing goods, a lot of home fabrication material going in. In terms of exports, we're talking about exporting farm machinery. We're talking about cars going out. We're talking about appliances and other manufactured goods that are made in the United States. And one of the biggest is agriculture. Even though agriculture tends to go in these large bulk vessels, some agriculture goes out in smaller vessels. And, you know, that's why this has such an impact. The other ports in the United States on the West Coast, for example, cannot absorb all this cargo coming in.
And Sal, we talk about that this potentially has the exports anyway, could have effect on inflation and the economy on that side of things. If you're able to, can you explain why that is, that we could potentially see consumers paying the price for this backlog?
Well, we're already seeing the main ocean carriers imposing surcharges, delay costs on the fact that their ships may not be able to sail because they're going to be held up waiting for the ports to clear. And, you know, whenever you ship a good on an ocean carrier, they always have that provision in there that you will pay the added expense. The ocean carriers don't pay the expense. It's the consumers that pay the expense. And what we're going to see here is these delays will start translating into higher costs. Higher costs equals inflation. And that means goods just all of a sudden go up. We've been watching freight rates kind of decline here recently, but I think we're going to expect to see a sharp upturn in those freight rates, particularly going across the Pacific over to the West Coast of the United States, as those ports are wide open for business right now.
Great. And Sal, I guess this isn't the first sort of disruption to global supply chains in terms of freight. You know, is this just going to exacerbate, you know, we've had the Houthi rebels, we've had Suez Canal, COVID, you know, is the supply chain already fraught and this being sort of, I guess, the straw and like that broke the camel's back?
I don't think this is the straw that's going to break the camel's back. The issue that's really unique about this is not like a black swan event. This is about as white swan as you can get. We saw this coming. Everybody knew 6 years ago this contract had a due date that is going to expire on September 30th at midnight. The issue here is that we didn't do enough to prevent the strike from happening. And I think one of the things that this may focus some attention on is really paying attention to issues like this, making sure that there's not any, you know, the big thing about it is not making the news, you know, that there was a nice peaceful handover. There was a new contract in place. I think right now what we're seeing in the United States is the International Longshoremen Association, the ILA, has the opportunity to grab the headlines. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Very turbulent time in the United States. We've got a political election coming up. And, you know, this is their opportunity to really make the news in an area that's crucially important, but doesn't get a lot of attention.